With deep regret, today I am tendering my resignation letter as your sheriff in Nowata County. This was done at 1100 hours today. I have been informed by Judge Gibson that he is going to mandate me to bring prisoners back to the Nowata County Jail today or be held in contempt of court. I cannot do so in good conscience for the following reasons. The conditions of the jail is such that it does not comply with constitutional standards. The fire alarm system, as mandated by the fire marshal, is not in place. The cause of the carbon monoxide issue, which required four employees to go to the emergency room on 2/28 and 19, has not been determined. The carbon monoxide level was an 18 when tested by Nowata Fire Department. Lethal level is 20. The wiring for electricity is exposed in shower areas and throughout the jail, and inmates have been actually shocked while taking a shower. The inmates also have access to electrical outlets, which have also shocked inmates. There is mold throughout the jail and the offices, exposing both prisoners and employees to a hazardous condition. The plumbing facilities are improper. The sewer lines were not installed properly, and methane gases on occasion permeate the jail. There was an episode of a snake falling on the head of the prisoner when opening a door in the jail. The jail is inadequately budgeted. We have a bare minimum of staff and is inadequate, and I informed one of the commissioners of this on Monday during the last week of February. I have been trying to work with this community towards solutions. We currently have 14 prisoners being held in Washington County. We just signed a contract for an ankle monitoring system to reduce the number of prisoners being held in Washington County, which could have been reduced by four. And training was to begin on April 1st for the ankle monitoring system. We are making arrangements for two prisoners to be transported to Department of Corrections. This was all being done to reduce costs so we could afford to house our prisoners outside the county until an adequate facility could be found. I have looked at reducing the nighttime booking staff to call on-call duty staff to reduce these salary expenses, all to keep this county from going bankrupt. On Thursday, Judge Gibson asked to meet with me and he discussed with me that he felt that Nowata County was going to become a train wreck, indicating a financial train wreck, if we continue to house prisoners elsewhere. He stated to me, let's say you go to Greece for 2 weeks, and when you come back, the jail is open and has passed all inspections and the prisoners are returned. He also stated to me that he felt like he could get my salary up to around $75,000 because in order for me to increase the salary of the employees that work in the sheriff's office. I advised the judge at that time that my salary was dictated by statute. And he also stated that he could put paperwork in place for me that would protect me from all personal liability concerning the jail, which I know he cannot do. I looked straight at the judge and I asked him, are you compromising my integrity? The judge never responded. I continued to visit with the judge a little bit and I informed him finally that under no circumstances will I shove anything under the carpet concerning Nowata County. And I also stated directly to him, I feel that Nowata County is an extremely corrupt county. When I was elected, I said I would do the right thing. I was hopeful to see change in Nowata County, but now I see without support, it is only continuing to create a dangerous situation. And instead of looking for solutions, many would prefer to hope and pray that nothing will happen. Today, as I leave this office officially at 1100 hours, I too hope and pray that nothing happens, that our prisoners remain safe wherever they are, and that our employees remain safe. But I will not sweep these things under the carpet. I will continue to support Nowata County, but under this environment, it is impossible for me to continue. Thank you.